Thank you, Father, for your Son. Thank you, Father, that, oh, hallelujah, this Holy Ghost that's shedding the love of God abroad in our hearts causes us to come and to sing the praises of your Son. Lord, taking all the things of His and making them mine. Lord, thank you for that strengthening. Lord, thank you that in this perverse world, Lord God, that, hallelujah, the mighty sons of God are coming forth. Lord, thank you, God, that it's just a moment when the manifestation of the sons of God, oh my goodness, are going to be coming forth. And Lord, you will make known to all that I have loved thee. Oh Lord, what a time it will be to be with you. Lord, help us, God. Help us, Lord, to look to that day. Lord, hallelujah, God, the Lord's day. Oh, the day that trump will sound, the day the saints will arise, that will meet you in the air. Oh, thank you, God, forever to be with your Son. Lord, thank you for the promise. Thank you again for what you're working right now. Lord Jesus, you're all in perfect and complete will. God, help us to be vessels that will let God. Just let God. Lord, thank you. You have something great for us today because it's your word. And Lord, just one line. And Lord, we know it's your will, but just one line upon another line. And oh my, what the word of your grace and the masterpiece it will build. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. May we magnify the Son and Him alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. Well, brothers and sisters, I know it's going to be hard for you to believe, but I just can't get over the glory from last week. And I pray to God I never get over that glory. I'm praying, Lord, just keep me swimming in it till I see your face, and then I'll be swimming in it, praise God, forevermore. But brothers and sisters, I just am so enamored with you and so thankful to God for that beautiful grace hanging there upon that cross, that beautiful grace. I'm thanking God that, hallelujah, that precious Lamb was made sin for me. I'm thanking God again, I believe, in a height of glory that, praise the Lord, I hadn't seen before until He gave me a vision for it. Praise God, He died for me. And praise the Lord, it's all because of just as I am. Been singing that song this week so much in my heart. And wasn't me, it was the Holy Ghost. Oh, honey, let me sing to you just as I am. Just as I am, just as I am. And I'm so thankful, dead in my trespasses and sin, just as I am, He loved me. Oh, He loves you. Oh, what great love wherewith we are loved. That He took that wrath, that He took that judgment, that He took the mighty blow of the Father. I just can't get it off my mind. I just can't get it, praise God, out of my lips because He's placed it there. And praise be to God, it's written on the front steps of this church, 2 Peter 3:18. That's 2 Peter 3:18. And it says there, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory, both now and forever. Amen." You want to give Him glory? I believe you do. Do you really want Him to be magnified in your life? I believe you do. Grow in grace. Grow in grace. And grow in grace. Praise be to God. And I'll tell you what, it just so happens that grace is the knowledge of Him. Praise God, because you'll find that it's Jesus Christ full of grace and truth. Amen. That is who we love, that's whom we adore, and it's all because He first loved us. But it's grace, brothers and sisters, and I know we're so thankful for it, so how could we not praise Him for it moment by moment? But we're talking about something that's so pure and absolute, something so unmerited, yet praise be to God, you're highly favored. I'm hoping you're stunned. But you're highly favored. And obviously it's not for the things which you have done. So you can just check that one. It's all because of a finished work, all because of the blood that was shed so freely for you and for me. Praise be to God. I'm highly favored because of Christ who liveth in me. Hallelujah. And it's a seed that remains. Do you know that? Never to be taken away. Everlasting life. A love, praise God, that will not let you go. A love which nothing, not even yourself. Isn't that something, how powerful man thinks he is? Oh, I'm so strong. I'm so strong I can separate myself from the love of God. Isn't that stupid? But even more than stupid, it's defiant. And it is. Oh, we can say, oh, I got so low. I felt sorry for the guy. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for you when you deny the love of God for what he did for you. What he finished. What he performed. What he perfected. Nothing, nothing, nothing will ever separate you from the love of God. Enjoy it. Rejoice. Thank him. Oh, praise the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Get excited about how much he loves you. Praise the Lord, even when you fail, even when you come up so short. Praise be to God, Lord, even in my unbelief. Yes, I'm just so excited, Lord. I look into Scripture, and it's being fulfilled in my life. You abide faithful. You're always there telling me, honey, I love you. Come on. I don't even know what you're talking about. Sin? What sin? See the sea of forgetfulness? Well, matter of fact, I forgot where I put that. That's replaced your sin. And yet that enemy, he just wants to pick on you, doesn't he? Oh, you remember that. Oh, you're not worthy. Oh, how could you come to church and, oh my goodness, which what you did last night? You should get to church. And not because of what you did last night, it's because of what he did on the cross. When we start realizing how much he loves us, the change will take place. Love changes things, doesn't it? Love's the only thing that changes things. Guilt ain't going to change a thing. It's going to put you right back in guilt again. You're going to do to try to get out of guilt on your own, but you're going to go right back into guilt again because the guilt never left. Till you put it on the cross, the guilt will be gone. Amen. All of that, brothers and sisters, put it on the cross. But I'm so thankful today, hallelujah, that grace, that same grace that saved you, that same grace, praise God, that saved me, that nailed him to the cross so gladly, so joyfully, as I could see that visage, his face marred more than any man's, his beard ripped, all of those things, I could still see the sweetest of smiles in my heart. Father, I'm finishing it right now, hallelujah. Here come the sons to glory. Oh, thank you, God, for that. But that unchanging, that same unchanging grace, the only thing that'll ever grow us up into him in all things, I'm going to tell you something. It's the same grace all the way along. It's the only thing, praise God, that will transform you. I'm talking about Christians, transforming them from glory to glory into the very image of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want you to notice in our scripture here today that it says, grow in grace. Listen to that. Grow in grace. It doesn't say grow in righteousness. It doesn't say grow in holiness. I believe we've addressed that time and time again. The moment we accepted Christ Jesus as our Savior, brothers and sisters, we are as holy and as righteous as we will ever be. Think upon that. Okay, that's enough. Believe it. Amen? And rejoice in it. Grow in grace, praise God, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is absolute grace. Brothers and sisters, we are born again. And that's not a bad thing. It's not embarrassing. I don't care what nuts have done with it. It's precious and it's wonderful. I'm born again. And what is so hard about the thought of born again? Get people in my office all the time talking about this same subject. God made it so simple and it's wonderful. You are born of me. We are born of God the moment that we accepted Christ Jesus as Savior. I love it. Sent Galatians 2:20 off this morning to a precious, and I will say this, little brother in the Lord. Praise be to God for little brothers. Because they can grow up to mighty men of God. Because all the life is in there. It's all complete. The moment again that we've accepted Christ as Savior. Boom. You've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You have His very life. Now praise God. Again as we rejoice. Sometimes we like to wrestle with this. What do you mean, brother? Grow in grace. It's just like little humans. Isn't that wonderful? Like that little baby girl born to that sweet couple. She's as human as she's ever going to be. She is as human as she is ever going to be. All the DNA of a human is there. Did you know that? That DNA strand is not going to change. It is all there. She is not going to get any more human as she goes along. As human as she will ever be. The only thing that's ahead is now grow up. Feed, exercise, learn, and all thy getting get wisdom, understanding of the scriptures, praise be to God. But even in that natural life, it's all there, now just grow up. And it's the same, brothers and sisters, for us in Christ. Amen, it's the same. See how God, He's so mighty, He's so infinite. He knows we're so simple and quick to unbelief. He gives us examples over and over and over in nature. And you know why? Because He made it. And He made it to magnify Him. He made it to magnify and to glorify Him. He gives us type after type after type. And yet we still want to wrestle and try to think things through and go back to, oh, that sinful flesh, those carnal thoughts. Man's wisdom, which is foolishness to God. And He tells you so simply over and over in His Word, grow in grace, honey. Grow in grace. Oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters, it is so wonderful. Hallelujah, that we are born of Him, that He's given us His very life, that we are children of God, that we are the sons of God right now, that righteousness and holiness, hallelujah, pumps through our body. It's through and through. And now grow up in it. Grow up in it. And you've heard me say it many times with a big smile on my face, just like right now again, little lords of all. See, that's Galatians 4:1. You need to go read it and believe it and rejoice in it. And then go read a little bit on from there. And you'll understand. Praise God that when we're born of God, we're children of the King. We're heirs. Heirs of God. Isn't that wonderful? And it's precious and it's marvelous. That all of the life is there. All of the inheritance potential is right there. And yes, every child of God is an heir and will always be an heir and will never be separated from being an heir of God. How wonderful! But it goes on in that same portion of Galatians and it says, if you remain a child, you'll understand nothing more than the servant in the kingdom and in the palace. You'll never enjoy anything more than the servant. It also goes on to say that if you remain a child, you'll remain in bondage to the elements of this world. And all I can see with God's precious people, because I know I have been there myself, and but for the grace of God, there go I again. You're walking around with chains and you're holding them. They're not holding you. Because you're a child. And you need to grow up. And the only way you're going to grow is in grace. And here is the grace of God. Here is the knowledge of Him, brothers and sisters. This is Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Yeah. How wonderful it is to rejoice in this moment by moment, sermon after sermon. God help us, Lord, to have a heart that, Lord, oh, that championing, beautiful message. And let me tell you something, it's the proposal of the bridegroom. Lord, help it to never grow old. Now, I'll tell you, I'm praying we get this, brothers and sisters, because I'll tell you what, you start living the liberty of Christ, let me tell you something, you'll be one happy person. You'll be joyous. Oh, thank God. You won't just be the chains of emotion up here today and down here tomorrow and all of that. See, brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful that we, praise God, can and should and we do live by faith. Hallelujah. See, the child, he's bound by things that aren't true because he's a child. I'm so thankful to God that whom he has made free is free indeed. I'm so thankful to God that we live by faith. I don't live by my senses. Sure, I appreciate them. The touch, the smell, the taste, the hearing, the seeing. All of those things. They're wonderful things. All under the hand of God. But let me tell you something. I'm even starting to begin to learn to live way outside the physics of this world. Come on. What about you? Huh? Oh, I know it's time to commit me. But I'm already seated in the heavens in Christ. How about you? See, that's the reality of it all. Thank you, God. There's nothing down here that has you. There isn't. There really isn't in Christ. Now you're seated with Him in Christ. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's awesome. Good is there. Passing through. Lord, it's wonderful. You're trying that precious faith. The faith that you gave me. The faith that I go to the throne of grace to get more grace. To believe you stronger. To believe you more immediate. Lord, for the very next trial that I will face. Because you that are faithful and true, you've promised. And not that I want to get away from it anymore. Lord, I love the reprieves once in a while, but I know, let me tell you something, we're soldiers, brothers and sisters. We're in the fight for God's very best. He wants you to walk throughout all the land. There isn't a giant, praise God, that you're not going to face. But praise be to God, He goes before me and He's behind me. And that armor, and I'm telling you, the whole armor of God, that's exactly what it is. It protects you. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And even more than that, it protects my very heart, my thoughts, my mind. As it starts to drift and to go away and to get caught up into worry or fret or fear or condemnation, whatever it is. Oh, the very mind of Christ, this word, it comes to me time and time again and it says, no, honey, there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. There's nothing that's going to separate you from my love. I adore you. Come away. Rise up, my love, my fair one. Come on now. Oh, hallelujah, how he does this. How he does it time and time again, and how it gets more glorious and beautiful. And he kisses me with the kisses of his mouth. It's that second wind that comes in. And oh, praise God, did I have it this week? Oh, I thank Him. I praise Him. He takes us time and time again beyond ourselves. It's okay. It's a precious place. I wish I could tell you more, but I can't. It's His. But brothers and sisters, grace is the incubator. It is. Stay immersed in grace. And it will grow us up into Him in all things. Because that's the word of the Lord. I think of many places in the word of God that so clearly and intimately tell us that, honey, you're my workmanship. You're clay. I'm the potter. I've got you. I'm going to, if you'll allow me, I'll mold you and make you after my will. I want you to ask you to think about something. Could you ever think of anything more glorious than the will of God? I know people start getting thoughts in their mind of, well, I got to sit like this, and I got to have my back straight, and I got to be proper, and I can't ever say anything. Oh, my goodness. Do you know the will of the Lord threw over tables in the temple? Do you know the will of the Lord is the best time you're ever going to have? He's awesome because he's real. See, take the thoughts of what you think the will of God is and put them in the trash. And here's the will of God. And it'll surprise you every time because they're not your thoughts. They're not your ways. No wonder people oftentimes look at Christianity, so-called Christianity, and say, well, I don't want to have anything to do with that. I said, that's good. I'm glad you don't want to have any. Now I'm going to tell you what Christianity really is. I'm going to tell you about Jesus. You give that a chance, and I'll tell you what, you'll embrace it. You'll love him. You'll say, man, he's the most thrilling guy I've ever met. Oh, hallelujah. Turn with me to John. Chapter 15. Gotta move. Verse 5. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Now get this. For without me, you, and you, and you, and you, me, ye, can do nothing. Nothing. Verse 15 of that same chapter. Henceforth, I call you not servants. I think of how people love to call themselves servants. Don't insult him. You know what I'm getting at here? Oh, self-righteous one. And there go I, but for the grace of God. But I'll tell you what, I heard a voice that said, friend. I don't want you to serve me, I want you to love me. I want you to come on in here and fellowship with me. Everything I enjoy, I want you to enjoy, and everything you enjoy, I want to enjoy. That's what a friend is, a real friend. Works both ways, doesn't it? Friendship. Isn't that wonderful? Now you understand vessel again, adding to the usefulness of a husband, a real husband and wife, the best relationships there ever are, they're the best of friends too. You miss it if you don't miss that you're the best of friends. Confidants. Yeah. Get it. Come on now. Remember nature, all that kind of stuff. There it is. Giving you the type over and over. When we're going to make the move, God help us. But it says there in the 15th verse, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth. Isn't that wonderful? I don't want to be a servant. Is that okay? Matter of fact, I don't care if it's okay with you. I don't. I want to be what the Lord wants. You can go being proper or whatever you think religious is. I want what the Lord wants. And here's what he wants. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. See, that's what a friend does. He tells you everything. The best of friends. Hallelujah. Ye have not. Now this is great. Chosen me. But I have chosen you. And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. I have that verse written out by my sweet wife from a long time ago. And it's the first thing I see every morning when I sit at my desk. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. I made you, I bought you, I have you, I hold you. I am. See, brothers and sisters, it's grace, isn't it? Grace, 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 grace. And without grace, I am nothing. Without grace, I can do nothing. And without grace, I'm going to tell you something, my life amounts to nothing. No matter how much wood, hay, and stubble I think I'm building up, no matter how many good deeds I think I'm doing, if it doesn't have the love of God, which is His grace, it profits nothing. Nothing. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. See, the Father is going to be magnified one way, and that's in the Son. The Son, that pattern will never change. It will always remain the same. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear Him. Praise Him. Magnify Him. Glorify Him. Thank Him. Amen. Now, did you know that you can make grace vain in your life? Yes, you can. The Word of the Lord says that. You could make it vain, meaning something that's empty to you. Oh, grace will never be empty in itself. Oh, no, it's all sufficient. It's always there, praise God. But, oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters, God help us to not make this grace that's been so freely bestowed in vain. I'm beginning to love grace more and more and more and more in my life, and I pray you are too, because it's sufficient for everything. It's my very breath. Praise be to God. I'm understanding it's grace that beats my heart. Hallelujah. But embrace it, apprehend it, and grace, praise God, will grow us up into all of His very potential. I think about growing up, and I know all of us know those kinds of people, those ones that had it all. Whether it was the male athlete, the guy that could just pick up a baseball and throw it 95 miles an hour or run like a deer or whatever it was. But yet most of those ones don't appreciate what they have. Or the beautiful girl that you admired and thought, oh, how beautiful and how pretty, but the life that she lived and how she lived. And you think, why are you doing that, honey? You don't need to do that. You're beautiful. Why are you lowering yourself, abusing yourself? Now, God help us not to squander it all away. And that's the truth. We're blessed with everything in Christ. And in that, brothers and sisters, it says that grace, that we always, having all sufficiency in all things, may super abound to every good work. There's nothing else that will do that. There's no other power source, there's no other energy, there's no other strength or might that will ever accomplish that in your life. I'm going to announce something to you. God loves His grace. And Jesus is God's grace. He loves grace. He's enamored with grace. He's overwhelmed with grace. He's smitten with grace. And He is. Stay with it. We'll wrap it up. He wants more of His grace. He does. Grace for grace? Oh, there was a crazy brother sitting back there that gave us a grace for grace message, and I love him because he's crazy for Jesus. Oh, thank you, God, for ones that are crazy for the Lord. Thank you, God, that there are ones that don't just want to sit by the shore and put their toe in it, but launch out to where they might not even see anymore. You went so far. I hope you see Jesus in me today. Come on now. I think about Hebrews 4:16 in closing. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now listen to that, at the very end of that, so wonderfully getting right to the point. That we, here we go, that we find grace to help in time of need. Time of need. Something about that time of need, isn't there? Huh? Something about that time of need in the throne of grace, isn't there? Huh? Something about infirmity and weakness and falling short and, oh, my big failure, and the throne of grace, isn't there? Huh? Oh, this good. Thank God, this good. Hallelujah. See, it's evident, brothers and sisters, how it's all going down. This isn't hidden. This is how he does it. This is how he is going to perfect it. There is no secret in this. He told it to David, and praise be to God, he sung it to us. Thou in thy faithfulness hath afflicted me. Oh, little lamb that's gone astray, sometimes they got to break a leg to get him over his shoulder. What do you think of that? You like a shepherd like that? You like a jealous God that for your good he's going to wound you, precious side? What do you think? What do you think, huh? See, the most precious things in our life, brothers and sisters, the before ordained good works that we should walk therein. Oh yeah, there's lots of them. Praise be to God, you're participating in one of the glorious good works that you should walk therein by coming to hear the word of the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something. The most mighty ones are not your successes. The most mighty ones are not your greatest achievements and accomplishments. No, the greatest of those good works that he before ordained for you to walk in are your infirmities. Are the things that you have prayed over and over in your life. Come on now. It's okay, you can put your head up and say thank you, Jesus, right now. Because he's dealing with you. That you say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That, Lord, these are things that I've wanted to change in my life. I've entered in, praise God, to a praise, just like Brother Paul. Lord, these thorns, would you please remove them from my life? I want them out. But brothers and sisters, it's only through those precious infirmities and weaknesses. It's only through the precious infirmities and weaknesses that we need more grace. And I believe we started today, grow in grace. Isn't it amazing how, again, he does it? See, you can't grow in grace on your own. You need grace to grow in grace. You need the before ordained works of grace to grow and to step in grace. Isn't it marvelous? Aren't you thankful that he does it, that you don't have to worry? I don't have a care because I got Jesus. And it says, cast my cares upon him. This is his will. This is his purpose. This is his provision. He's provided it. And praise be to God, he's given the very power. The power of his grace. That's the love of God that's shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. It's the grace of God, isn't it? It's just thanking him for his love. Thank you, Lord, for your love that's transforming my life. Thank you, God, for your love that loves you with the very love of God. That I can stand here today and I can say, Lord Jesus, I do love you. I love you because of grace. I love you because of your unmerited favor and mercy that you put in my life. And hallelujah, praise be to God. I'm thankful, God. As Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And I can't follow that without grace. But I thank God, really. There were a lot of shortcomings this week, brothers and sisters. A lot of them. A lot of things I would have wanted different. A lot of things that I would have wanted different for me to respond differently. Some opportunities that I thought, Lord, I missed it. But somehow he brought me the better part in that. As I sat there and I said, Lord, I may have missed that one. And he just looked at me and said, son, no, you got it all. That's what I had to take this so you could take that. And look at the better part that you got, honey. Because you got me. See, if I would have given you that part, that might have been a little bit of you. But now that's all gone. And now that all that abides and all that remains is me. God told Paul, he said, son, if I remove that thorn, you'll be magnified. And brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful to God that he's designed this. He's perfected this. That we call upon him. That as this week, even in frustration, my heart was crying out to God. And all I can tell him is, thank you. Thank you for the better part. While every head is bowed, Father, we just thank you that this is yours. And thank you that you've said it. Thank you that this is your word. Lord, thank you again that we're your sons. Thank you, Lord, how you chasten us and Lord, thank you for the grace that causes us to endure that chastening and that you deal with us as sons. Thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you that, again, that we can never be separated from you. Thank you again that you pursue us, Lord, over and over, moment by moment. Thank you for this work of grace and love, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.